This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
How the delayed healthcare vote could ripple through the economy. From Marketplace in Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. This week, the Senate was supposed to vote on the latest version of the healthcare revamp, but that's been delayed. Senator John McCain is out recovering from surgery, and the razor-thin vote margin prompted Republican leadership to push back the vote. For more on what this means moving forward, plus other news moving markets today, I'm joined by Julia Coronado, founder of Macro Policy Perspectives. Good morning, Julia.
Good morning.
So we're watching this healthcare delay, and it's worth noting this is going to have ripple effects on other parts of the GOP's agenda, right?
Absolutely. It's the legislative calendar is getting very tight, and more Congress is going to have to focus just on keeping the lights on and passing a budget for next year, and tax reform is likely to get pushed off.
So what else are you watching today?
Well, we're starting in a good mood this week. The Chinese data for the second quarter came in stronger than expected. Both retail sales and growth were registered a similar strong pace in Q2 as they did in Q1.
Right. So it's the exact same GDP number, about 6.9% growth. But why is that particularly strong?
Well, two reasons. One, China has been the driver of the global manufacturing upswing we've been in. And two, everybody's expecting China to slow. They have stimulated their economy. That stimulus is fading. It's really a question of when, not if. But the longer it continues, the longer the global manufacturing upswing can continue. So it's relatively good news.
Julia Coronado is founder of Macro Policy Perspectives. Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure.
Netflix is scheduled to release earnings after the market closes today. A recent Morgan Stanley report found that the value of Netflix's content library has more than doubled in the last 2 years to $12 billion. Some of that is in original content, which isn't cheap. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports on the pros and cons of that strategy.
Netflix originals have won lots of Emmys. Great for garnering interest, but the problem with those originals is that Netflix doesn't actually own most of them. They license them under exclusive deals with production companies. Michael Pachter is an analyst at Wedbush Securities.
They don't own House of Cards, and they don't own Orange is the New Black. What are they capitalizing?
They're capitalizing on the popularity of these shows, and that leads to subscribers. They're inching up on 100 million. Tuna Amobi, an analyst at CFRA Research, says many investors aren't concerned that Netflix has a negative cash flow and will outspend its closest streaming competitor on original content by over $2 billion this year.
Wall Street has been able to accept that because the subscriber growth is keeping up in tandem.
Michael Pachter at Wedbush says subscribers are great, but more of them could actually end up costing Netflix.
If, in fact, they double their subscriber base, they have to pay more to license those shows in the future.
He says Netflix would do well to produce more content that it owns outright, like the hit show Stranger Things. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
A bit of a history lesson. In 1661, Sweden became the first European country to introduce paper money as banknotes. Sweden has almost done away with bills and coins since then and is on course to go completely cash-free. John Lorentzen went to Stockholm to see what it's like in a land with no cash.
One ticket. No cash.
You can no longer use cash on trams and buses. Many shops and cafes refuse cash too, as do over half of Sweden's banks. You can't deposit it, can't withdraw it. Stockholm's ABBA Museum is cash-free. As is its CEO, Joanna Madsen.
I'm totally cashless. I haven't had any cash in Sweden. for at least 2-3 years, I do Swish.
Swish is a Swedish app that transfers money using people's phone numbers. Panhandlers sometimes use it, writing their cell numbers on bits of cardboard. Bjorn Eriksson, head of the campaign group Cash Uprising, is worried about where all this is leading.
I think you're leaving a lot of people behind, and the banks are not taking the responsibility. The private big banks are doing their best to kill the possibility to use cash. And the reason is very simple. They don't earn money on cash.
No, I've been to... At the Riksbank, Sweden's central bank, in charge of issuing bills and coins, I've come to see Deputy Governor Cecilia Skingsley. She says she's neutral on giving up cash, but that it would do away with a lot of illicit activity, from drug trafficking to illegal employment.
The disadvantages are, for instance, that many people like to make transactions without it being traced.
Privacy.
Privacy, exactly. The upside of going cashless is that it's more difficult to do informal transactions or evade taxes.
The Riksbank predicts that cash will totally disappear in Sweden by 2030. Plenty of time to get used to the idea that your banker will know how many beers you had last night. In Stockholm, I'm John Lawrenson for Marketplace.
And if you're a space geek like me, you'll love this one. Sotheby's is auctioning off a collection of space memorabilia this week, including Neil Armstrong's moon bag. It supposedly still has some residue of moon rocks in it. That particular artifact is expected to fetch almost $4 million. Other items, like NASA lunar photos, are estimated at several thousand dollars. Also up for auction, the Apollo 13 flight plan with crew annotations and a spacesuit. NASA isn't pleased about the private sale of such artifacts, arguing they belong to the American people. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.